Anger, frustration, and fear are gripping many Lebanese after Wednesday's powerful car bomb explosion, which ripped through rush hour traffic and killed Christian Lebanese Member of Parliament Antoine Ghanem. Many stores, banks, and offices across Beirut chose not to open. Traffic remains light as supporters of the embattled anti-Syrian governing coalition observed a general strike to protest his killing. Beirut's An-Nahar newspaper, whose editor Gibran Twaini was killed in a similar explosion 2 years ago, writes that Ghanem's slaying sends what it calls a bloody message to the government and its supporters. The newspaper says the explosion was intended to reduce the number of pro-government members of parliament and to scuttle presidential elections set for September 25th. Lebanon's parliament meets in 5 days to elect a successor to pro-Syrian President Emil Lahoud. The pro-Syrian Hezbollah group and its allies, which withdrew from the government last year, have been threatening to boycott parliament, which elects the president, making a required two-thirds quorum impossible to reach. Political leaders close to the ruling anti-Syrian majority have been vocal in condemning the killing of Mr. Ghanem. Many of them are accusing Syria in his death, as well as in the deaths of 8 other politicians and journalists in the past 2 years. The head of Lebanon's National Liberal Party and the son of former President Kamil Shamoun, Dori Shamoun, insists Syria was involved in the latest slaying and that Damascus is trying to manipulate the upcoming presidential election to impose its own candidate.
It was naturally a bad surprise because I just had a coffee the day before with him. And it was a friend, it's always a very sad thing. But we never discounted such action on behalf of the Syrians. We've always thought that they will try and do their maximum to diminish the majority so that the majority will not be able to elect a president. And so that they can impose a president that is their man and they can step back into Lebanon the way they were before. So this is all part of the Syrian plan.
George Jabour, a leading member of the Syrian Baas party, denies Damascus played a role in Ghanem's slaying. Meanwhile, former Lebanese President Amin Jamil, whose son Industry Minister Pierre Jamil was ambushed and killed by gunmen last November, expressed determination to move on with presidential elections.
It's a real tragedy for me. And in the meantime, for our party, for the Kata'i party, because he was member of the parliament representing the party, and the eve of the presidential election, it's a real loss. And we are determined to go all the way and to resist this barbarian behavior, this assassination, and we will not surrender. We'll pursue our struggle to strengthen our sovereignty and to keep Lebanon in the free world, endorsing the democratic values.
The Speaker of Lebanon's Parliament, Nabi Berri, who belongs to the pro-Syrian opposition, is to meet with Saad Hariri, leader of the pro-government coalition, and Maronite Christian Patriarch Nasrallah Boutros-Sfer in the next couple of days. That meeting could determine the fate of next week's scheduled presidential election. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Beirut.